I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. In a 17-17 vote, mostly along party lines, members of the state Senate did not expel Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner over allegations of sexual harassment. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The vote is a stark contrast from last month's successful expulsion vote in the House against former Democratic Representative Steve Lubsock. In the Senate, all but one Republican felt the evidence wasn't strong enough, and the investigators' report too thin. Baumgardner denied the allegations against him and says he's remained quiet to protect the integrity of the process.
With very few exceptions, this has been the most difficult and humbling experience in my life. It has been torture to hear accusations made that I could not answer.
While addressing the chamber, Democratic Senator Nancy Todd of Aurora says the Senate must hold their own accountable and stand up for victims.
Please do not dismiss her. Please do not make it sound like she just made it up.
An independent investigation concluded in February that it appears more likely than not that Baumgardner slapped and grabbed a legislative aide's buttocks multiple times in 2016. Two other sexual harassment investigations against Baumgardner are expected to be final next week.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A quick moving fire yesterday afternoon in eastern El Paso County forced 280 people from their homes before firefighters were able to get it contained. No homes were reported burned, and evacuation notices were lifted last night. This is 91.5 KRCC News.